My name is Jayla Jenkins, and I'm 13 years old.
And I'm Kenny Harrison. I'm 14 years old.
We interviewed Walter Waters on November 8, 2008.
Back in those days, baseball was probably my number one interest. Plus, there was a lot of school events, basketball and so forth. And then also in those days, we didn't have the people building ball fields and stuff for you. We'd have to go take an old lot, burn down the weeds, and fix it up ourselves and make our own ballpark. We have two sons and two daughters, six grandchildren. And they live close enough in the area, down around the Ambridge, Swickley, that area. Actually, an eighth grade date that day might have been going down to the neighbor theater. Back in my day, you couldn't go more than a mile and you would run into a neighborhood theater. And the price was rather reasonable. So you'd probably take her to the neighborhood theater for a date. And then maybe afterwards, your corners also had little drugstores, soda fountains. And you'd stop and get maybe a milkshake or a Coke. Cherry Cokes got very popular in those days. Had to be home rather early. Even in high school, believe it or not, there was, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock deadline. I went to John Morrow. It's on Davis Avenue up towards California Avenue. And then from John Morrow, I went to Oliver High School. Back in those days, John Morrow went to eighth grade, and then you spent the last 4 years in high school at Oliver. I spent 1 year at the University of Pittsburgh. I was going to Pitt, and I was working full-time, and I was carrying something like 18 or 19 credits. It got to be a little much. So I thought I'd go into this Korean War, and then I'd come out and let Uncle Sam pay for the rest of it, and got sidetracked along the way. My father was head pressman and mechanical superintendent at the old Pittsburgh Courier. And he took me over as soon as I turned 18, and I worked on the presses at the Courier. The Courier at that time was a very large newspaper. They put out over 1 million copies a month, and transportation and stuff wasn't like it is nowadays. The Courier was a way for especially the black people in the Pittsburgh area to know what one another was doing and also know what was going on nationally. It was a very large paper. Believe it or not, the food hasn't changed too much. The packaging and so forth has changed a lot. The only thing is, we ate the same food, but we ate a lot of it. Meat and potatoes and, it would be nothing to have eggs and bacon, eggs and sausage, and a lot of stuff with fat. And back in those times, I don't want to put a percentage, let's just say most mothers stayed at home. You didn't have the working family, which gave them time to bake. Because I know there'd always be cookies, cakes, things we really didn't need, but there'd be that type of stuff. On the positive side, a lot of the stuff was fresh. On the negative side, we ate a lot of fat and pastries, sugar, lard. I was in the Korean War. And a lot of the training facilities in the military was down south. So when I went down south, segregation was at its full. It was the back of the bus. The restrooms were white and colored. Restaurants that you couldn't go into. To me, it's not that long ago. But even in the very late 40s or maybe the 50s, some of the areas right here in Pittsburgh was segregated. The Brighton Theater, which is on Brighton Place and California Avenue there. It's not there anymore. I mean, it was there. They had a balcony, and it was blacks would have to go up into the balcony. And I'm going back when most people thought this part of the country was integrated. This was, I'd say, 1950. I was in senior high school. A bunch of us kids decided that we'd go bowling. Well, it was a mixed group. I might have been the only black in there. We went to the bowling alleys here. Well, we started on the north side, and every time we went in, we were told that they didn't have any open lanes, and kept looking, and it looked like there was open lanes. And I'm not the smartest young man in the world. It finally dawned on me. Blacks did not bowl in the same bowling alleys as the whites in those days. Right here in Pittsburgh, we ended up at St. Cyril's Catholic Church, had a bowling alley in the basement. We ended up there acceptable. But it was just like I said, a lot of people didn't realize. I know 1950s sound like a long time to young folks, but at that time, everybody thought everything in this area was integrated. And I know bowling alleys and a couple shows were not. Things don't happen overnight, but if you would look back maybe 50 years ago to what you see now, right out here across the street from you was a large shopping area. There was a library. You have to remember now, in those days, cars, which you folks take for granted, maybe one in five families had vehicles. You relied on the streetcars, but more so than that, you relied on your neighborhoods. Each neighborhood was a little community among itself. You could get your groceries, vegetables, fruit, the Manchester area. Down in that area, there was fresh chickens. You'd go in, tell the man what chicken you want, and he'd go in the back and kill it for you and pluck it. But there were shoe stores, clothing stores, everything you needed. But that was right in those neighborhoods. But once again, remember, we didn't have the vehicles. Also, Manchester is one of the places where the largest change has been made. All that highway you see down there, Beaver Avenue, was nothing but a little marketplace. Yeah. Yeah. And like I said, shoes, clothing. If you lived in the Manchester area, it wasn't necessary. I mean, you wanted to get out for variety, getting bored. But all your basic needs right in that area, there was no need to go anywhere. And before they put in your Allegheny Center, that was a large shopping area right there. Federal Street went straight through and would hit the bridge. And when you went over to the 7th Street Bridge, that was Sandusky Street. They ran right through, and you had markets and shopping areas. There was a Boggs and Buell's, which would be the equivalent of Penny's or Macy's right now. That was right across the street from you down here. But like I said, back to the transportation, that was part of Lower East Street. There was nothing but shopping down in that area also. And then what happened when you put your mall in here, you made it rather inconvenient to get down to this other part of East Street going towards 279. But before, you would come around, catch a streetcar, and you'd go down there. And that kept a lot of shops down in that area in business. So it's a combination of a population explosion. But transportation played a large part in changing the geographics of this area. You know, us older folks, I don't know if it's still popular. One of my favorite things, now it's getting too cold, but spring and summer, I just like to grab a nice cold glass of iced tea and sit out on the porch